بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. باب المراقبة. We've discussed quite a few ahadith pertaining to sidq, that is honesty, integrity in every aspect of our life. This is the starting of a new chapter. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah in his Riyad al-Salihin, after the chapter on truth and honesty, has brought chapter under the heading Bab al-Muraqabah. That is the chapter, this word Muraqabah, it's difficult to put in a single English word which explains the meaning. We can perhaps explain it as consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This word Muraqabah comes from the Arabic word Raqib or Raqib, which means to be watchful, alert, observant. And it is referring to the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a raqib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful. Allah ta'ala sees everything. Allah hears everything. Allah is conscious of everything. In reference to us, muraqabah means to become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be aware of these sifat and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why, as is the practice of Imam Nawawi, once he brings a heading, he mentions a few verses of the Qur'an which are pertinent or relevant to that particular heading. He says, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ. The first verse he mentions, the translation of it is that Allah is that being that is observing you, is seeing you when you are standing in salah. And he observes your movements with those who are making sajda. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah says, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you wherever you are. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Verily, Allah is such that nothing, shay, no entity is concealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heavens and in the earth. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Verily your Rabb, your sustainer, your nourisher, your provider, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful over you. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Elsewhere Allah ta'ala says that Allah ta'ala knows the treachery of the eyes, that is each time your eyes stray, you look at something wrong, this is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only does Allah know the treachery of your eyes, وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ, whatever you conceal in your heart, this is also in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Atta rahmatullah used to say, إِلَهِ عَمِيَتْ عَيْنٌ لَا تَرَاكَ عَلَيْهَا رَقِيبًا. He used to say, oh my Allah, that eye is blind, that is not aware that you are looking at it. We find that in the first hadith in this chapter, actually pertinent to this heading, Muraqabah, Imam Nawawi mentions a very famous hadith in which this topic of Ihsan is raised. That is, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked that what is Ihsan, he explained, he said, أَن تَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. That you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are seeing Allah. And if you are unable to visualize or see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then be aware and realize that Allah is looking at you. So muraqabah is actually on this road of achieving this quality of ihsan, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. And what is meant by the consciousness of Allah, as we hear in these various verses and other verses in the Quran, like somewhere Allah ta'ala says, Alam ya'alam bi anna Allaha yara, don't you know that Allah is looking at you? This is why we are encouraged, and it is so important that we learn to start speaking of the sifat, of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we acquire the consciousness of Allah. Throughout the Quran, this is interspersed. Allah ta'ala keeps reminding us, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرًا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ رَقِيبًا. Throughout the Quran, Allah ta'ala speaks of His sifat, His attributes. Almost every verse ends with this expression, Allah has qudrat, Allah is looking at you, Allah is aware of you, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. Allah ta'ala has knowledge of you. So we have to start developing this consciousness. One simple exercise, I remember In 93, when we were arriving, some of the elders used to give us as to the benefit of learning to speak of the sifat, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becoming conscious of Allah ta'ala. One simple exercise as to the benefit of this. Somebody comes in the masjid, he stands up, he decides to make 2 rakat salah. He makes niyat of salah, Allahu Akbar, and starts his salah. 9 times out of 10, that salah is made in such a manner that we are just going through the motion, reading, consciousness that where I am, what I am doing is not there. Now if he just took even 5 seconds or 10 seconds before he started the 2 rakat salah, and he brought in his mind mentally, he pondered, this is what is called muraqabah, to become conscious of Allah, to actually do this exercise, brought in his mind consciously just a few sifat of Allah. For example, Allah is Sami'. How many places in the Quran Allah says that Allah is listening to you? And how is Allah's listening? Not like your or my listening. Wasi'a sam'uhu al-aswat. Allah's listening is such that Allah hears all sounds at any given time. And the excessive number of sounds does not confuse Allah in any way. Allah is basir. Allah is looking at me. The sight of Allah is such that لا تراه لا تواري منه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرض ولا بحر ما في قعر ولا جبل ما في وعر. We hear expressions like this in hadith, that Allah's sight is such that one layer of the heaven does not conceal from Allah what is underneath it. One layer of the earth doesn't conceal from Allah what is underneath it. The entire mountain doesn't conceal from Allah what is underneath. The oceans do not conceal from Allah what is in its bed. So to bring this, Allah is basir, Allah is looking. And Allah's sight is such that nothing is concealed. Allah is listening, Allah's hearing is such that nothing is out of the hearing of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has complete qudrat, Allah is alim, Allah has total and complete knowledge. Now if you took 5 or 10 seconds and brought this in your mind, and then said Allahu Akbar, then said Allahu Akbar and then started your salah, this salah compared to the first salah where a person just walks up to Allahu Akbar and starts, there'll be a world of difference. This is where what is meant by developing the quality of our ibadat to such a level that we reach the level of ihsan, that we are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. One incident comes to mind. Imam Tastari rahmatullah alayhi was a great tabi'i, a great alim. He says that when I was a little boy, one night I woke up, he says, I was 3 years of age, 3-year-old youngster. He says, I got up and I observed my mamu, that is my mother's brother, my uncle. He was making tahajjud salah. When he became conscious that this child is awake, he says, he averted his attention towards me. Time of tahajjud, little boy. This is where we learn the importance of developing this quality of speaking of Allah's greatness, of becoming conscious of Allah, and of bringing these qualities in our children also. So this uncle turns to his nephew and he says to him, repeat 3 times, Allahu shahidi, Allahu nadhirun ilayya, Allahu ma'i. What does this mean? Allahu shahidi, Allah is shahid, Allah is with me. Allahu nadhirun ilayya, Allah is looking at me. Allahu ma'i, Allah is my companion. He said, say this 3 times. This youngster says, I said it 3 times. He said, then my uncle said, say it 7 times. And he said, every day this became my ma'mool now. My uncle would wake up for tahajjud, I also would wake up at the age of 3. And I would repeat this, Allahu shahidi, Allahu nadhiru ilayya, Allahu ma'i. Allah is looking at me, Allah is my companion. He says, after 21 days, my uncle asked me, that my nephew, are you saying this, what are you experiencing? At the age of three, he says, I told my uncle, when I say this now, I can feel the sweetness of it in my mouth. What level he reached? When he grew up, one alim says, or one of his students, he says, one day I saw Imam Tastari making salah. I stood behind him. He was reading Surah Dahar. And in his salah, he came to the verse wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Jannat, and in Jannat, one level of Jannat. What level? وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا تَهُورًا. Allah refers to one level of Jannati where Allah says, Allah will be saqi, Allah will be give them, Allah will give them the drink of Jannat from His own hands. What this means, Allah knows best. But referring to a particular level of Jannat. He says, Imam Tastari read this verse in his salah and he started making a suckling noise. After salah, I asked him, what was the noise that you made when you read this verse? He said, that I could taste the drink of Jannat in my salah. I could taste the drink of Jannat in my salah. This is what is meant by muraqabah. That to become conscious of Allah to such a level that the quality of our ibadat gets to a level wherein in this world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the sweetness of whatever ibadat we are making. But obviously, my respected brothers, this cannot just happen overnight. Mashq has to take place. This is why we are encouraged on a daily basis to give da'wat, to speak of Allah's greatness, speak of the sifat of Allah, speak of the attributes of Allah. Muraqabah is something that is taught to us in hadith also. Become conscious of the sifat and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives tawfiq.